You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Teams. When there's more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team.
I'm very excited for Kyler v. Russ.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is the game right here.
Who you got in this game?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I think I'm going to go with Arizona tonight. What about you?
Shotgun snap to Murray. Drops back to throw.
Yeah, Arizona. I'm going with Arizona.
Looks, gets hit, goes down, and the Hawks are going to win this game.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Troy Aikman from NBC's Football Night in America, Michelle Tafoya. Coming up, actor Rainn Wilson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, it's hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. I've already had some great, great chats on this program with Troy Aikman, Pro Football Hall of Famer, who called the Thursday night Seattle Seahawks win over the Arizona Cardinals. We had Jamal Adams, who played in the Seattle Seahawks Thursday night football win over the Arizona Cardinals. We had Michelle Tafoya, who will be part of the broadcast of the next nationally televised contest between the Raiders and the Chiefs on Sunday night football. She is zooming with the Raiders, by the way. Great. I think didn't Richard Simmons once have a giveaway?
Nice.
Zooming with the Raiders.
That's like an Eddie Money song, B-side.
Zooming with the Raiders. I think she's doing that right now. And basically the defense isn't practicing. I mean, they're practicing with whoever can practice, but they're three quarters of the defense not practicing in advance of the game against the Kansas City Chiefs, coming off a bye week. They have some issues in terms of Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out with an illness. They say it's not COVID related, but as you know, it's the flu season as well. The running back room has got some issues there. So the Chiefs and Raiders are going to get together on Sunday Night Football in Las Vegas, and we'll all be watching. And the Chiefs are not pleased that their one loss is against a hated rival and comes at the hands of the hated rival, who then got in the team bus and did a victory lap around Arrowhead.
That's messed up.
Now, I don't, did they do donuts in the parking lot in the bus? Did they honk the horn? I mean, I'd love to know. I mean, how did that get out? Did they put it on social media? Did Twitter and Instagram have photographs of the bus doing a lap around Arrowhead? I don't know, man. But that's on Sunday night. Excited about that. And then you've got Monday night football between the Rams and the Buccaneers. We had Jared Goff on yesterday. We had Bruce Arians on Tuesday. It is a dynamite nationally televised schedule. The Bears are on a bye. Same with San Francisco, the Giants, and the Buffalo Bills. And the Dolphins, if the Dolphins beat the Denver Broncos, as expected, then you got yourself a tie atop the American Football Conference Eastern Division. Here we go. Hashtag Steelers are taking on the Jaguars this weekend. But those are two games are not part of my three games that are under the radar for week 11 that few people are talking about. And before we get to your news update, Chris, I'd like to get to those three. Jason, if you wouldn't mind hitting the NFL Films music just for a little mood, set everything up. Here are my three games. Two early, one late. Eagles and Browns. The Browns are 6-3. Can they go to 7-3 and send the Eagles to 3-6-1? Could you imagine? Oh my gosh. Browns being four games over 500 after 10 weeks.
Woo.
Obviously, a very tall order because Myles Garrett, their defensive player of the year candidate, is not going to play. He's on the COVID-19 list. And he may have it, is the question. Because he has been out with an illness all week, is it possible that he is COVID positive and that's why he's on the list? And that is for down the road. But how do the Browns play, man? You got Chubb back. We saw that he did come up with a big run towards the end of the game against Houston to wrap things up and step out of bounds at the two. We didn't even discuss about that, about what that, how that was in terms of fantasy and bad beats and all that sort of stuff.
Not great.
But how are the Browns going to look passing game against this Eagles team? That it's time, man. It's time, because if Chubb runs all over them the same way that he ran all over Dallas, and if the Eagles fall to 3-6-1, if they are struggling on the offensive end, Zach Ertz is not going to be back for this game, if they cannot get things going offensively, is it time to kick the tires on Jalen Hurts at 3-6-1? Or you go 4-5-1, and then you're just sitting there at the top of first place in the NFC East, and your next game is on a Monday night against Seattle when it's true measuring stick time? Or will the Browns bust out the whooping stick on them? This is something to keep an eye on. That's my first game. My second game to keep an eye on is Tennessee and Baltimore. Okay, Tennessee coming off of that loss against Indianapolis, and it was troubling for them. They broke down in pretty much every phase, special teams. Their offense came out smoking, then couldn't do anything. And then defensively, Phillip Rivers and Nyheim Hines had a – it was Nyheim Hines' birthday, literally, figuratively. And then the Ravens, okay, I don't think I need to just set the table up any more than the fact that they lost to the New England Patriots, and they need this win. They need it. If they have any desire to go into Thanksgiving with a shot to beat Pittsburgh and a shot at the AFC North, they've got to win this one. And this is also crucial, crucial, that if these two teams wind up in second place, and you have Cleveland performing the way it is performing, and you have Miami performing the way that it is performing, and you have the Raiders the way that they are performing, could this be a tiebreak that knocks one of these teams out of the seventh seed and sends them home for the playoffs?
I like where your head's at.
I mean, you gotta look further down the road than just these four quarters. It's a big game. Right now, it's Ravens 7 seed, Titans 9, sniffing it. Then you also got the Patriots improving. So that's a backdrop of this game. And then the third game that's under the radar for me in the late window, Dallas-Minnesota. Won't get too deep because this does involve my higher register later on in this show. But the Minnesota Vikings, once upon a time, 1-5, have a chance to get back to 5-5. And with all the troubles I just mentioned with Philadelphia, with the Giants on their bye week, they had three more players put on the COVID list today. With their coach having changed the offensive line coordinator for various reasons, they're on a bye week, and we know the Washington football team is also still right there with the same number of wins that they have. A Dallas offense that still has Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Zeke Elliott. Let's go. And Minnesota's playing that much better. And Minnesota needs this as much as Dallas does, too. Can't wait for it. Normally, Dallas, Minnesota, we're talking about that till the cows come home. But on all over Dallas the way that so many running backs have been able to. Those are my three under-the-radar games for Week 11 right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Chris, you ready for your news update right here program? Because there's lots of injury news to get to right there. And I do want to rehash a little bit of what Troy had to say about the Dallas Cowboys. That's right here in Chris Brockman's news update.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Okay, as we've been talking about most of the day today, Adam Schefter saying the Saints are going to go with Taysom Hill on Sunday against the Falcons. Took all the starter reps at practice this week. Jameis Winston will be the backup. Now, on the surface, does this surprise you at all?
That Taysom's
going to be the starter and got all the first team reps this week.
No, he's supposed to be the next guy up. I did think it would be Jameis, but then again, like we heard from Troy Aikman and Michelle Tafoya, Sean Payton, when interviewed, when they were having conversations prior to national television broadcasts as they do with the head coaches. Both of them independently, one in hour one, one in hour two, said that Sean Payton said when the time came, if the time arrived where Breeze got knocked out of a game, it would be Jameis Winston, because that's who would be taking over the game plan for a quarterback, not the quarterback who's part of the game plan as the Swiss Army knife. But if Breeze missed any considerable amount of time, it would be Taysom Hill. And here that time has arrived, and here's Taysom Hill. So it doesn't surprise me now hearing that.
Some other quarterback injury news. Panthers haven't given up the idea of Teddy Bridgewater starting this week. Basically did nothing at practice on Wednesday or Thursday, but he's moving around in practice today, so still a shot that he goes. Matthew Stafford is expected to start against the Panthers in that game. No major setbacks this week on his thumb injury, so he is going to be available. And Kyler Murray, we saw him last night getting that shoulder worked on. Definitely looked like something was up. Ian Rappaport saying AC joint sprain. Not expected to miss any time.
No, that hurts, though, man. That definitely hurts.
That is painful.
Yeah. That's your fantasy?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, not going to miss any time.
Yes.
Okay, we had Troy Aikman on in hour one, asked him about Dak Prescott, expects the deal to get done with Dak, and asked him if Mike McCarthy is going to be back in 2021.
You start having questions, what came out a few weeks ago when players were questioning the coaching and how capable they were. That, to me, is hard to turn around. I mean, it's hard then to have players all of a sudden buy in if players who weren't buying in right from the beginning. And there's no track record here in Dallas with Mike, even though he was successful in Green Bay. But with that being said, there will not be a change at the end of this season, regardless of how this shapes up. And we're all hopeful. Forget football. We're just all hopeful that we get back to a normal life and are able to resume our normal activities. And if we're able to do that, then I think Mike has a fighting chance, along with a lot of other coaches, in being able to have a normal off season and go into the regular year.
He also said that McCarthy he thought was the right hire, and he still does.
Yep.
He still does. But there are definitely a bunch of players that they've gotten rid of. Maybe those are the ones that we're talking about. The coach is not knowing what they're doing.
Could Jerry have a change of heart, though? What if they go win? I mean, TJ, you think you're going to run the table, but what if they run the table in the other direction and finish 2-4?
Well, obviously that would merit maybe a revisitation of this, but I think they believe what they believe, and they also know they've won and done coaches before, and they know that what that means too. No, they believe in McCarthy, but as also Troy said, we didn't hear it there when I asked him about, are you just going to run it back, basically, with Dak and everybody else?
Right.
He said that Dak's value goes up each week. Yeah, it does.
Factual.
Yeah. I mean, I think I chortled when he said that.
Chortled.
I don't usually chortle.
Good one. Good one. Other injury notes across the week. Danny Amendola and Kenny Golladay did not practice today for Detroit, both dealing with hip injuries. Looks like they're going to be out, so Marvin Jones, your number one there for the Lions. Colts just had a COVID pop. Starting defensive end Denico Autry on the COVID-19 list. He is not going to play against the Packers. Big loss there. And as you mentioned, Rich, about Zach Ertz, quote, probably needs a little more time, said Doug Peterson. Unlikely to be activated for Sunday.
Looks like Stafford's going to go for the Lions.
Yep.
Also, Zach Taylor just announced in Cincinnati, Joe Mixon's out.
Out. Okay. He did not practice again today.
He's out.
Yeah. So he's out.
So for those of you who picked up Giovanni Bernard, and that one of those people has two thumbs pointing right at himself right now, he's going to go against Washington. He's going to go against Washington, and I need Gio to have a big day because my big three gave me just 35 mere fantasy points last night of Kyler Murray and DK and DeAndre Hopkins, man.
Drew Lock's still dealing with a rib injury. He's questionable against the Dolphins.
Right.
A.J. Brown returned to practice for the
Okay.
Titans. A couple NBA notes.
Yes,
free agency.
Some NBA notes, Chris.
Free agency is getting underway. Another team in the Gordon Hayward sweepstakes, Rich, the New York Knicks. How do you feel about $70 million thrown at Gordon to come to New York? That's a rumor that's out there right now.
Can I give you my honest answer?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't care. I honestly am not on the edge of my seat to see how Leon Rose is going to navigate things, you know, pluck him straight from CAA here on the Avenue of the Stars and put him in James Dolan's hot seat and see how he can run things. See how Hayward's going to mesh with Obi Toppin and R.J. Barrett and Kevin Knox.
Totally fair. There are some Knicks fans out there.
Can't wait while the Nets put together a super team, bro.
Woj saying Anthony Davis is on a course to return to the Lakers. I love his language.
Is it on a three-hour tour?
Don't expect a formal commitment.
Is it a course for adventure to...
In the immediate hours and days,
to find a new romance?
It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. Davis will take some time to consider the structure and length of his new max contract. And as we mentioned, the NBA and the Raptors have been denied access to play in Canada coming up this year. Masai Ujiri said the franchise will begin playing in Tampa.
Okay. So Raptors. If we get through the pandemic, they can go back to Toronto. But before they do, the Van Vleets can go over to the Vitals.
True that.
Have a little bit of lunch by the pool.
Are they the most famous sports V's? Like last names begin with the letter V.
Well, there's Valvano, Jimmy Vital.
Vital. Van Vleet.
Van Vleet.
The Van Vleets. The Van Vleets and the Vitals.
Hey, Chris, real quick. Did you happen on to see anything about LeMahieu signing with the Mets yet? Has that popped up?
Nothing about DJ LeMahieu signing with the New York Mets.
Okay.
DJ's got to check with me, by the way. He doesn't know.
You didn't tell him that, though.
I didn't. Well, I told him to Jamal Adams. A lot of good that did me.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it.
You have not missed it.
I want to be excited when
that.
I think he's headed to the 617.
I don't even know where that is.
That's Boston.
212.
That's Boston, baby.
I'm telling you, man, that would be a great way to just blow things up in New York. Just say, okay, you know.
No, we should.
The Wilpon era. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just to get everyone's attention in New York.
Much better.
Wilpons are gone.
Cousin Stevie is here.
Axe Capitals in the house.
Ooh, the Nationals are showing interest in DJ LeMahieu.
Come on, stop.
Everyone should show interest in DJ LeMahieu.
Don Morosi, 40 minutes ago.
By the way, DJ LeMahieu's agent, you know what this?
Uh-oh.
Is that Boris?
Is it really?
Is that ode to Boris?
Is it really?
Well, I mean, if you're hearing all these, there are six teams interested and three mystery teams.
Hold on.
That's got the musk of Boris.
Write that down, Chris.
The musk of Boris.
Oh, my gosh.
Or just a very smart agent. Red Sox are interested.
The musk of Boris.
Hey, Yanks, you don't want the Mets to get him.
Yeah. Nationals.
A lot of deep pockets around here for DJ LeMahieu, who told the Yankees to take their $18 million and hold on to that.
Yeah, because he's worth
and
twice
that.
And
add some more.
Yeah. That dude's
one of Cashman's best signings.
That dude's getting $30 million, man.
He can play everywhere, though, too.
He's awesome.
He's an excellent baseball player.
But I hate giving the Yankees credit.
I don't want to get greedy about the Mets real quick, but the other day you said that Theo Epstein resigned from the Cubs, right?
He's not coming your way.
Hey.
He's not coming
Richie,
your way.
Richie, come on now.
He's not coming your way. Don't
can
worry,
I live,
man.
Rich? Can I live? Can I just
you
go into
live.
The weekend with some joy?
You may live.
He ends curses. He's going to Cleveland next.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, Rainn Wilson. It's been a while. It's been a minute, as they say. His new show on Netflix, We Are the Champions. We'll talk about that. And his Seattle Seahawks coming up with a big Thursday night Week 11 kickoff win.
Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. With Together Mode, you can bring everyone together in one space in the same virtual room. You can bring the power of true collaboration to your projects with Whiteboard, drawing, sharing, and building ideas in real time, all on the same page. And with large gallery view, you can see more of your team all at once with up to 49 people on screen, all at the same time. You can even raise your hand virtually so everyone can be seen and heard. When there are more ways to be together, there are more ways to be a team. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams.
We're back here on Peacock, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. One of our more popular videos, as I was texting you last night, Christopher, was DJ Daniel Jeremiah breaking down our fictional NFL players, fictional football players from movie history as to which one would be most worthy of the number one overall pick. that video in the last week. It's so been it's been up there for 2 weeks. I don't know what the algorithm. The algorithm's going to get you, right? That's the YouTube sound machine. The algorithm's going to get you. It's just, we appreciate everybody taking that in.
That's great.
YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. And then we did the basketball version this week with Jay Billis. So Willie Beeman and Warren Coolidge.
There you go.
Are the football and basketball players of movie and television history worthy of drafting, according to our experts. Back here on our show, on our radio network, the Sirius XM, the Mightier 1090. We welcome them back right here. And we welcome back on the show one of our favorites. He's a diehard Seahawks fan. He's the executive producer and narrator of We Are the Champions on Netflix, which is explores, Chris, I'll read you the liner here.
Okay.
Explores the quirkiest, most charming, and oddly inspirational competitions you never knew existed.
I'm in.
This week, it's cheese rolling. Rain Wilson here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Rain?
Rich, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm better for talking to you, quite frankly.
It's weird not seeing your face. I'm just hearing your voice.
You know what? Yes, that's the way phones work sometimes.
Yeah, it's so oddly old-fashioned. Why are we not on a Zoom call?
You know what? I think I'm just trying to break up the monotony for people. Everybody's Zooming these days. You know, just the old-fashioned, just pick up the phone, yeah, and give a call. But it's good, yeah, to talk to you. Your Seahawks looked good last night, Ryan. They looked like
They looked okay. There was some redemption last night. They looked okay. They got kind of back into form. There was nothing, you know, spectacular, but some solid defensive stops.
Yes.
I think Kyler was a little hurt.
Yes.
I think his shoulder was a little off, so he was not taking those, you know, 20, 30-yard bombs down the field. But we'll take it. We'll take the win.
Well, I mean, especially defensively, you know, it was tough for your team to stop anybody. I mean, the Bills are still scoring on them from a couple weeks ago. And so, but so to see last night, 2 3-and-outs to start, and then, you know, Murray was off all night. You know, shoulder, yeah, is one thing, but, you know, Jamal Adams, who I had on about an hour ago, he's the real deal, and it looks like everybody's beginning to gel together, Ryan.
Yeah. The defense really stepped it up. Some big stuff, and they didn't let him roam around the pocket. They really, like, they've learned enough, I think, from scrimmaging with Russell Wilson on how to kind of contain a quarterback like that. So, it was good. It was solid. Very, very happy. Very happy night last night in the Wilson household.
It is weird to see that building empty of 12s, though. It's just really weird, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you would normally, by now, you would have already been to a game or two, right? Isn't that normally the way you roll? A couple times, once a year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I go at least a couple times a year. Yep. Although they've never asked me to raise the flag or ring the bell or
what,
or throttle the Falcon or whatever people do over there.
I don't know what exactly they do, but I don't think it is throttling the Falcon. I don't think that's what they do.
Oh, that's a euphemism for something else. So my apologies.
Or that could be another. It could be one of the competitions on We Are the Champions, is what it sounds like. You know,
that was an excellent segue.
Thank you, sir.
By the way,
you know what?
I want to leave some time, though, Rich. I want to talk about We Are the Champions. People are loving it. It's a top 10 show on Netflix this week. Let's do it.
Let's get into it. So okay. Go for it.
But I have to talk about my fantasy football team, to who to start this week, because I'm really flummoxed.
Okay, let's take it one step at a time. Let us get to your fantasy football team. First of all, what is it called?
Cup My Balls.
Okay. Can I ask what the avatar is? What is the avatar?
It's just my big, wonderful face right there. It's Cup, of course, K-U-P-P, Cooper Cup.
Ah! Oh!
Yes. So, okay. Yeah, I was proud of that one.
All right, so then I will say, now that I know it is Cup, as in Cooper Cup, allowing me to say, how can I help Cup My Balls, Rain?
Well, Cooper Cup is he's a little bit tough to start these days, you know? He's kind of the second or third option sometimes on the Rams, and you never know if they're going to run it
right
so much, but they're not passing. I'm a little thick in wide receivers, so we're a half point PPR.
Okay.
And we've got two flex spots.
Oh,
and I've got Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson.
Boss, good for you. Enjoy him.
Julio Jones.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
And then I've also got, right now on my bench, Jacoby Myers and T. Higgins.
Oh, okay. So you need to choose four out of those five, is what you're saying?
Well, it gets more complicated because then I have my starting RB is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who is only okay. Mm-hmm. But then I have Duke Johnson against New England. He could be thrown in there, too. So I need to choose four of those six.
Okay. So
Jefferson, Kupp, Jones. I'm obviously going to start Julio Jones.
And Jefferson.
No question.
And Jefferson. It's a must start.
Okay.
Must start.
Okay.
Must start. He's going to have a big, big day against Dallas. I'm very bullish on him.
Okay, so my flex then is Cooper Kupp, Duke Johnson, Jacoby Myers, and T. Higgins.
I think you got to go Kupp and Higgins, don't you think, Chris?
That's where I was leaning as well. T. Higgins for sure.
T. Higgins for sure. And even though Kupp,
he's against the Washington Redskins, they don't. I don't know much about the Washington football team. I don't know much about their defense or their corners, but
I would still go with Higgins.
He's going to get a dozen targets at least.
And even though Kupp has not had that big game, he hasn't had that 100-something yards. If it's a half-point PPR, you know he's going to be targeted enough. Jacoby Myers, though, is intriguing to
Sneaky.
Me. But I wouldn't. And the beauty of Kupp too is you've got him in your back pocket for a Monday nighter. I don't know why that would matter anyway. We had this conversation yesterday about how I had so many players on Thursday night. It disturbs me to put so many eggs in a very first game basket. Even though it doesn't matter, the points get added up at the end. I just like having somebody from Monday night, Ryan. I always like having somebody Monday night. You know?
Okay. I mean, he's against Tampa Bay. That's a pretty good defense.
So who are you leaning towards then?
I was gonna start Duke Johnson over T. Higgins. That's the only change I would have made. Just because he's still gonna be the starting RB against New England.
That could be a high-scoring game, so you might be okay with Duke or Jacoby Myers in that game.
Huh. All right. Yeah. Well, I've given you my thoughts.
Okay. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to start T. Higgins. I love T. Higgins. He's a monster.
He's been great.
They've got a great chemistry, and I'm going to switch it up and start him. And Duke Johnson is kind of a putt.
Who else is Who else is in this league with you, Rain Wilson? Who else?
Anybody? This is the Office League. So this is Brian Baumgartner, who's your good friend, and John Krasinski from the cast. And
right.
And we have a lot of writers and crew members from The Office over the years, and it's been going for like 12 years.
No kidding.
14 years.
This is the same league from when you started, when you were shooting The Office, and it's still going on strong. Who is leading this league? Who's winning?
Who's leading this season, mean?
Yes. Who's winning right now? Anybody that we – I guess out of the ones that we know.
I'm bringing it up. Andy Buckley is winning the league. He played David Wallace, the big boss, over Michael.
Okay.
He's got the most points, and he's in first place. Then one of our writers – Warren Lieberstein is in second. I am in fifth place at 6-4.
So where's Krasinski?
10th place at 4-6.
So in a way, he's in a quiet place, is what you're saying, Ryan. That's where Krasinski is.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
Well done.
Excellent setup.
I'm giving myself a round of applause.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's a diehard Patriot fan. I know that. And Baumgartner's as Packers as they can come. All right. Yeah. Well, that's my two cents, and I'm sticking with it. But it adds an extra layer of interest for me for the rest of this weekend here. Rooting. I'm rooting for Kupp my balls. Is basically what I'm saying.
Excellent. Good choice.
KUP.
Let's talk about this show. We are the champions.
Let's talk. Rain Wilson here on the Rich Eisen Show. You are the executive producer and also narrator of this popular streamer, this show streaming on Netflix, We Are the Champions. I give you the floor on it. We're seeing people enjoying going after rolling cheese down a hill. it looks like right
here. Yeah, you know, you guys are going to love this thing. It's 6 episodes of the most obscure and absurd sports you've ever seen in your life, including dog dancing, which is my favorite episode.
Mm-hmm.
This is dog dancing is huge in Russia. It's life or death. And this is what I love about the show. It's like the sports are absurd, but we take it really, really seriously. Like,
of course.
This is a life and death, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat in these ridiculous sports. The first one, like you mentioned, cheese rolling. We've got frog jumping.
I think we're seeing hairstyling on the screen right here. Fantasy hairstyling is what we're seeing on the screen right here.
Fantasy hairstyling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So, it's just fantastic. And right now, the world is so chaotic and difficult and overwhelming and divided, but this is like a show that's just pure, uplifting, fun, sports-themed entertainment. So I really think you can sit down and watch it with your family.
I was about to say, my kids would love this. They would absolutely dig this. There's no question about it. Certainly dog dancing. What is that competition? What is that, Ryan?
I don't know. I still don't know. I've watched like 4 or 5 cuts. I don't understand it. But people are dancing with their dogs.
Okay.
So they're like spinning around and their dogs are spinning around and they're dancing. The dog is dancing. It's the unity. It's the harmony between the dancer and the dog at their side. And, it is really hysterical.
Now there's really good. Is there any performance enhancing drugs and cheese rolling that Rand that you needed to safeguard anything like that?
That we're still waiting for the results of the urine tests on that one.
From the cow, right? It's the cow. You test the cow, or the pasteurizing process?
That one, in all seriousness, is that they roll a giant wheel of cheese down a hill, and they've done this for hundreds of years in Gloucestershire, England.
Yes.
And then you chase the cheese down the hill. No one is ever going to beat the cheese down the hill because it's a giant wheel. And people routinely break bones. They have like a sea of ambulances at the bottom of the hill, and the amount of broken limbs is staggering. And every year, these stupid Englishmen get soused and just tear off down this hill, and they are the men and women's champions. And it's just fantastic. You're just going to love it.
And again, it's streaming on Netflix. You're the EP. You also narrate it, and it's a lot of fun. I cannot wait to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to watch it with my kids. They will love it.
Yeah.
Chili eating, frog jumping, yo-yo, dog dancing, cheese rolling. Fantastic. No wonder it's successful. I asked this of Brian Baumgartner last time. What are the odds of seeing an Office reunion, any way, shape, or form, Rand?
Yeah, it's happening. So May 5th, I think we start shooting. Oh, gotcha! Oh! I don't know.
Come on now.
I'm up for it, but I don't know. We certainly wouldn't have Steve. You know, John might make an appearance. Our showrunner, Greg Daniels,
yes.
God bless his soul. I think he would potentially do it at some point if he found kind of the right idea or the right way in, but he's not in any rush. He's shooting a couple other TV shows.
Sure.
So maybe someday, maybe next couple of years, something like that would happen.
Well, why wouldn't Steve want to do it? I mean, you know, I know he's got a lot going on. You do, too. I mean, let's do it.
He just stated that publicly he has no problem playing Michael Scott or anything. It's not like, oh, he's too good for it. He's such a great, humble, kind guy. But he just really feels like we've made a great show, like leave it alone, walk away. And he is also like wary about like part of the show was being, you know, politically incorrect. And it's really, really hard to be politically incorrect these days any way, shape or form.
I see.
So I think he's got a good point.
It would break records, though. There's no question about it. There's no doubt it would break whatever, you know, I saw speak on behalf of Peacock. I mean, at some point the series is going to rest right here on this streamer. And I mean, it would break. People would go crazy. People do grow crazy. Anytime we talk Office, it goes through the roof. I'm sure you see that, too, whenever you do that.
Oh, sure. And during this, I mean, obviously, it was just getting more and more popular over the years with younger people. But during the COVID, you know, everyone's cooped up watching Netflix, and they're just watching The Office over and over and over and over again. It's just, it's crazy how popular it's become. And all over the world, I get messages from, like, The Office is huge in Bangladesh, and The Office is huge in Albania. And so it's one of those kind of crossover shows. It's really caught fire, which is fantastic. I'm so happy and proud to have been a part of it.
You should. There's no doubt about it. Did you watch one? Have you seen one in the quarantine? When was the last time you watched an episode of The Office?
I watched a handful with my son.
And how's that go?
Yeah.
How's that go?
Yeah. It's okay. My son is he's 16.
Okay.
And he likes The Office. But he doesn't like being, like, the son of Dwight. Like, Bruce, waste your dad, you know? So he's, like, he keeps The Office at arm's length. You know what I mean? He appreciates it, but he doesn't want to kind of get into the whole Office thing.
But the fact that he might not want to own that is because you were so good at the character. Did you ever explain that to him, Ryan? Do you need me to explain it to him? I can do that if you need me to, like, it's not like you are him, but many people just assume that you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Too damn good for your own
good. When he was younger, he once said to me, he was like, "Dad, I don't want you to be Dwight. I just want you to be my dad."
Oh, my
God. You know?
Gosh.
And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then I was like, shut your mouth, you little faker. I have 3 Emmy nominations, you little...
Look at that roof over your head!
What do you think Father put it there in great...
Father of the Year, Rain Wilson. Oh, man. Thanks for the call. Congrats on We Are the Champions. And good luck to, again, cut my balls. And and
thank you. I'm sorry, did you just command me to do something?
No, I didn't. I said good luck to... and I hope you know, cut my balls brings it home. You know what I mean?
I hope it brings home the balls.
This indeed. Is that what you call the trophy?
I don't know that we have a trophy. I haven't won in a while. I won a few years back. I don't think we had a pro.
They can never take it away from you, even whatever it is. We Are the Champions, available for streaming right now on Netflix. Thanks for the call, Ryan. You take care.
Rich, great talking to you.
Right
so
back
long.
At you. Yes, you got it. At Ryan Wilson on Twitter and Instagram. That's so funny. He's so funny. So funny.
Wow.
My son loves Cooper Kupp because his name is Cooper. And so Cooper Kupp is literally going to be on every fantasy team of his. Do I tell him what the name of Ryan Wilson's? Can't be any. Is it worse than Jeff Garland's team name? It's not.
No, Jeff's is way worse.
Jeff's is way worse.
Way worse.
And my son has said those words out loud.
Yeah, way worse. And he doesn't know what they mean, though.
He does not know what they mean. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's take a break. We've got a lot to go here, right? Your sneaky good games, my unlockiest lock of the week, and Higher Register, a Friday staple of the show, coming up. Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in one space with a new virtual room. Collaborate live. Drawing, sharing, and building ideas with everyone on the same page. And make sure more of your team is seen and heard with up to 49 people on screen at once. Learn more about all the newest Teams features at Microsoft.com/Teams. Hey, everybody, the Rich Eisen Show store is open. Go to richeisenstore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and, of course, short sleeve in white or heather gray. We've got hats, people. And, of course, start your day with a cup of joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to richeisenstore.com and shop your head off right now. Okay, everybody, richeisenstore.com. Go there right now and get all that neat merchandise. And once again, just to prove to you how it works, the mug is, you know, you can grasp it by this part, the handle, with your right or left hand, and then, you know, works. It's functional. The mug's functional, at the very least. You right over there, Christopher? You good? You ready for your your sneaky good games?
I'm great. I was just doing a little more research about Higher Register.
Your higher registers in the books. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our poll question. Very disappointed. Very disappointed.
You're disappointed.
I am disappointed.
Why is that?
Because the last place item is just I guess people just don't remember.
Oh, about Fan Man.
Oh my God.
That is insane.
Just
insane.
Recap it right here.
Insane. Okay, just so it's the anniversary of the Stanford band coming out on the field against Cal, the famous, and the band is out on the field. So what's the craziest in-game disruption to sports? Stanford band, the Malice in the Palace, the Super Bowl blackout with the Ravens and 49ers.
Yes.
And Fan Man. So Fan Man is coming in the last. It's like 6%. This is a guy
human
who...
human being had a fan on his back that would keep... this parasail, paraglide, up in the air, and he crashed a prize fight
into
Las Vegas.
A heavyweight, like, this is when, 90s.
This is it.
Big time heavyweight fight.
Yes.
Vander Holyfield, Riddick Bowe.
Yeah.
Two just behemoths going at it. And this guy tried to parachute into the ring, missed the ring. Like, both boxers just stop.
Right.
And then look, he's crashed into the crowd and then proceeded to get his ass kicked.
Beat. I mean, like, he got, like,
everybody.
Honestly, like, he landed and got beat up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. Got beat up is a little bit of an understatement.
Yeah. I posted the clip underneath the poll. Just watch it. Like, right. Mills Lane is the referee.
Oh, yeah.
And he just, they all just stop.
Like,
they just stop.
Like, why would they think anybody would paraglide by fan into the stance? I mean, into the ring. And people had no idea what this was like. You know, that's why I got pummeled.
Yeah.
I mean, no idea.
They stomped a mud hole in this dude.
So that's at the bottom. The Super Bowl blackout, which is insane, 24%. The Stanford band, 28%.
I voted for.
And the Malice, 41%.
What if the band came on the field now? They'd stop the game, right?
I think they would redo the whole play.
Right, the whole play, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would just be a duel.
Or would it be a 15-yard penalty on the...
who's
on
ever
the...
banned it
yes,
was?
Yes, I'm serious.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's be honest. Couldn't happen now because... can't have any bands.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I mean, the concept that, okay, the play stands is called because that don't pay no mind to the trombonist on the field.
And
right?
and wasn't his knee down on one of the laterals?
Well,
and...
all of it. That just, again, the mere fact that they just let the play go.
Yeah, that was it. Game over.
Could you imagine? That's the one part about the band, the Stanford band play that I still don't understand.
Wasn't
is that
John Elway the quarterback?
Is that, yes, and Garrett Gilbert's dad, Gale, was the quarterback for.
Oh, right.
We talked about
that 1982,
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Five laterals.
The last starter for the Cowboys' father was the Cal Bears quarterback that day, and
the band is
on the field. And
they're like the 25-yard line.
And that's the part about this that I still don't understand is how did they not just blow the play dead? Hold on a second. That, okay, band just happens to come on the field because you thought the play was over, and it's still a touchdown despite the fact that, forget too many men on the field, there's too many brass instruments on the field.
Too many woodwinds on the field.
Now they would stop it, right? The refs would basically come in and stop it.
I think you're right.
Get together and flag Stanford. There'd probably be one on time down for Cal, right?
I think so, yeah. From where, though?
Great question. Don't know.
So is it a 15-yard penalty from where he received the kickoff?
I don't know. We should get Pereira on to say, like, what would be the officiating review?
Hypothetically speaking,
like, what's the official review of the Stanford band play?
That's hilarious.
But just the idea of this, like, oh, yeah, there's a band on the field, and just keep it just, it's just like a cornerback out there.
I mean, forget too many men on the field. I mean, it's like, there are like
you'll never see that again.
People on the field.
You'll never see that again. We'll see a blackout again. That will happen, right?
Maybe. That was pretty weird.
And you'll never see Fan Man again.
No. And I can't imagine.
And the poll was won by what again? What was it?
The Malice in the Palace.
Malice in the Palace. We'll never see that again.
We're not going to see a brawl in the stadium.
Well, I hope not. I mean, it's entirely possible.
I hope not. Also, if you're Sean Payton, who would you start a quarterback this week? So you can send this to Sean. 59% Jameis Winston.
They don't know the team. I can't wait. That's going to be so much fun to watch. That's going to be so much fun to watch.
And I asked if you picked up Taysom in fantasy, are you starting him?
Damn straight.
60%, hell yeah.
I almost picked him up as a tight end. I almost got him. I didn't get him in my waiver. I got Naheem Hines instead because I'm so desperate at running back. And I might not even play him.
I think that might be a good play.
He's not a tight end in your...
No, he's a quarterback on Yahoo.
Same thing on CBS Sports, son.
Yeah.
ESPN has made a decision that they are keeping him at tight end and quarterback. You can play him in either spot. Can you imagine you have an opportunity? I guess if you have Kelsey, and maybe you could flex him. Why would you not do that?
Yeah, he's in your flex.
How many tight ends are going to have 30-point games,
for
maybe?
30 That's points.
Crazy. Insane. Okay, let's go higher register here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go higher register on the show. Go for it, please. You're on our usual
Here's
Friday.
The Rich Eisen Show's...
But there could be...
Higher register. Take of the week.
Chris, you go first. Then TJ, and then I'll bring up the rear here. What do you got over there, Chris? Go for it.
All right, I'm a fan of the Boston Celtics. That's no secret.
Yes, indeed.
We last won a championship in 2008, so it's been a while. Since then, we've made a lot of moves, a lot of trades. Danny Ainge has acquired a ton of draft picks, okay? It's also free agency time, so it takes me kind of back 3 years ago. Made the trade for Kyrie Irving, convinced Gordon Hayward to come and reunite with his college coach, Brad Stevens. Got Al Horford in a big coup, signed him to a big contract.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those guys, not on the team anymore. Been a lot of draft picks, but who have they actually drafted? Made a great move for Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown's turning into kind of a superstar, but not a lot of home runs in Danny Ainge's draft class over the last dozen years or so. But I got to tell you guys, I still believe in Danny Ainge. I still believe he's going to bring Banner 18.
Oh, my gosh.
So I still believe in him.
You don't believe in Danny Ainge anymore?
Yeah, he does.
He does. I still believe in Danny Ainge. We're gonna get another banner someday.
Oh gosh,
we win one for Tommy Heinsohn.
What do you have over there, TJ? RIP.
Whoa, Rich, listen, listen, guys. I know they say nobody wants to hear about your fantasy football team, and that being said, you're gonna hear about my fantasy football team today. I'm in a pretty competitive league.
Okay,
you know, right now I'm in a 3-way tie for second place at 6-4. I'm doing pretty well, but doing just well isn't something that I'm interested in, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be great. I need to be great, guys. So I made a move. I'm an Aaron Jones fan. He's great. He's a friend of the show.
Yes.
Love him. But I need to make a Steph and Clay type splash. So even though this man is currently about to miss his second straight game and his 8th game overall, I decided, like, it's CeeLo or craps. I decided I'm going to roll the dice and hitch my wagon to Christian McCaffrey.
Whoa.
To the Christian McCaffrey train. Now, Brockman feels like it might be a risk because what if Carolina decides to shut him down for the year?
Okay.
Then you can change my name to Saran because it's a wrap. But I have faith in Run CMC. And I think that, you know, Christian McCaffrey is going to finish the season strong and lead me to my 4th fantasy championship.
Very good.
I really do.
Your 4th fantasy championship.
My 4th in 20 years.
By the way, I don't mind hearing about his fantasy
team.
Yeah,
either.
I don't mind hearing about
he
your fantasy team.
Called me when he made the trade.
I did. I called Chris and Cage were having a walk one day, Rich.
I think you might be right. I think you might be honest.
I had to make a move, man.
So before the season, I said Seattle was going to win the West. We said the Colts were going to win the South and the NFC and the AFC, respectively. So here we are through 10 weeks plus one game and looking pretty good.
Bad.
The one that I kind of, you know, said about the Ravens, I went higher register on last week. Didn't work out. I think the AFC North is going to be Pittsburgh's. Yeah. But the other one that's out there, they used to be 1-5. After beating Dallas, they'll be 5-5.
Uh-oh.
And Green Bay's got a tough game against Indianapolis here, and you always throw the records out when they take on the Bears.
Are we going to skull clap right now?
I'm basically saying this. Maybe the Minnesota Vikings can win the NFC North. Maybe they got a shot. Maybe Kirk Cousins is playing and Dalvin Cook can win the MVP award because he's just running all over everybody. I'm very high on Justin Jefferson. You saw the defense get together. Harrison Smith came up with a pick last week. Maybe the Vikings have a shot at the NFC North.
Kirk finally won a primetime.
By the way, one last thing is, maybe you don't sound like the name of Rainn Wilson's fantasy team every time you say you're higher registered, Chris. You sound like you're pulling something over there every time you go higher register.
I don't know.
I'm just happy to make it through higher register at this point without you guys just like
crapping
all
over
me.
No, that's not a good one.
That's a bold move.
I feel like I finally made it.
All right, you want to help make some people some hard-earned American dollars before we go out the door here on our Friday show?
Cash rules.
Here we go. Chris Brockman, Sneaky Good Games.
Here's Chris Brockman with Sneaky Good Games. Contests likely to surprise you with their heretofore undisclosed competitive value.
All right, Chris, let's whip through because I see one more phone call I want to get to before the end of the show.
Okay, so we were 1-1-1 last week. Shout out to Nick Chubb for costing me a W last week in Cleveland, and hope you guys got in on that tease last night. First off, I'm going to go with Miami, -3.5 at Denver. Miami 5-0 against the spread last five games. Drew Lock is questionable. Denver giving up 36 points per game in their last four. I think Miami keeps it rolling.
Okay.
New England-Houston going at the total. I'm going over. Throw out last week's freak show weather in Cleveland and Houston games this year. Average total is 54+. New England's looked great. I think they're going to run it down their throat. A lot of points in this one. Lastly, Tennessee-Baltimore. Also looking at the total, going over 49.5. The Titans have given up 30+ points per game five times this year. Ravens have defensive line issues. I think a big Derrick Henry game. But I also think Baltimore bounce back offensively and win this one. A lot of points.
All right. That's Brockman Sneaky Good Games right here on the Rich Eisen Show. My unluckiest lock of the week. I've got one last hooked on a feeling right here on this show. And my unluckiest lock of the week. I'm going to go right here. Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Lock it. Leave it wide open. The unluckiest lock of the week.
I made my shot. I called my shot early this week. I called it. I said the Raiders are going to beat the Chiefs. Then half of the Raiders' defense got COVID, and three quarters of them can't practice, and it makes me feel very, very concerned. So I'm not going to pick them just straight out. But I will say they're my unluckiest lock of the week. I'll just say that. I'm just hooked on a feeling. I still think they've got a shot.
Go for it.
And I think the kid on the screen's the reason why. That's why. I'm going to say the Raiders over the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football right here. I haven't gotten one of these right yet this year. I'm going to try and get one right here. That's Josh Jacobs. What did I say before? It's Josh Jacobs. That's the kid I think is going to have a dynamite Sunday night. I want to thank Troy Aikman, Jamal Adams, Michelle Tafoya, and Rainn Wilson. Jason, thanks for filling in for Mike Del Tufo today.
If
everybody around here decided to order pizza from Lou Malnati's, would you include me?
Of course.
Thank you. Frank, is Frank Del Tufo on there? Frank.
Oh, yeah.
You there, Frank?
Rich, it's Frank, Mike's brother. How you doing?
I know. Unfortunately, I only have about a minute's time. I hope you can be more brief than your brother. What do you got on your mind here?
I certainly will.
What's up, Frank?
I was reaching out to let you know I was going to send you a four-pack of Chicago pizza because I felt bad for you. And I think Mike actually learned where to get it from us because I ordered quite frequently because I love the pizza, and I felt kind of partially responsible for him not including you. So I just, I want to like reach out and say, hey, I'll get you some pizza because I feel bad.
Frankie, look, if you want to send me pizza, send it from the best spot you got in New Jersey and New York. The Chicago stuff is fine. I think I've got that covered, but I appreciate the call. How does that sound?
No worries. You got it. Great show, guys.
Right back at you.
See Frank. See Frank.
Bye.
Frank sounds like Del Tufo with a cold.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but, you know.
He's much nicer.
He's, you know what? He owns it. Del Tufo's like, what's your problem? Thanks for taking in this show. We'll see you next week. We'll take you to Brother from Another in a second.
Now there are more ways to be a team with Microsoft Teams. Bring everyone together in a new virtual room, collaborate live, building ideas on the same page, and see more of your team on screen at once. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.